Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, Ben Shelton's in the U.S. Open semis at the age of 20. What were you doing when you were 20?
Tony Kornheiser, let's see. Ford, I think, had just released the Model T, and Prohibition was set to begin.
Wow.
Yeah,
I was going to go Edsel. I wasn't going all the way back to the Model T.
I owned an Edsel. My parents owned a 1960
really?
Edsel Citation.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And if there was one of those around today,
I would buy it. Worth a lot of money.
I would buy it. Wasn't then.
No.
Would be now. Edsel Citation. Wow. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Jose Altuve mashes, Nick Bosa signs, and Booger McFarland joins us for five
Booger.
Good minutes. But we begin today with last night's All-American quarterfinal at the U.S. Open, where unseeded Ben Shelton beat the 10 seed Francis Tiafoe in four sets. Shelton is the only American man left in the draw after Taylor Fritz lost in straight sets yesterday to Novak Djokovic. Wilbon, I know you were geeked for this match.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on what Shelton did and who he now faces, Djokovic?
Listen, I was rooting for Tiafoe, who grew up here, down the street in Hyattsville, Maryland, still is very connected here in the greater Washington, or the DMV, as you like to call it. I was rooting for Tiafoe. But Shelton is absolutely irresistibly charismatic. He's a big, strong athlete, as certain people used to like to say. And he can hit it 200 miles an hour. He can serve it. He can run everything down. He's not a finished product. He's a rookie. The only thing I don't like about Shelton, and I don't like this about any tennis today, any young players, is every single point they have to look at the box and they have to get approval from somebody in the box. And Shelton's got to do it from his father, Brian, who I've met and like and terrific, but they can't breathe without gesticulating to the box. And so I hate all that garbage. Other than that, the match was terrific. I was rooting for Tiafoe. I'm a root for Shelton to beat Djokovic. Shelton, man, come on, Tone. I know you didn't stay up and watch, but he is charismatic. The future of American tennis,
that.
He's way up in there.
I got that. And I'm going to rant for a little while here because I didn't stay up and watch it because it's ridiculous that that match started after 9:30.
Yep.
This was the feature match of the day. Maybe it's going to turn out to be the feature match of the entire tournament. You had two American players in a U.S. Open quarterfinal for the first time since, 2005. You had two American players of color playing at Arthur Ashe Stadium. Could the symbolism be any greater there?
Great time.
And you start this thing in America after 9:30 on a school night. I'm sorry, Mike. You take whoever is on that court at 8 o'clock and you tell them you're going to have to move because we're putting this match on or else you're killing your ratings. Now, let me get to Shelton. Shelton is the magic age, 20. You can't go past 22 without emerging. That's not how it works
tennis.
In tennis.
Yeah.
It's 22 and down, and sometimes it's teenagers like McEnroe, like Chris Evert, like Serena Williams, like Pete
Becker,
Sampras, Bjorn Borg, Carlos Alcaraz.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think he can beat Djokovic, but sometimes, Mike, it all comes together in that moment. And in terms of Tiafoe, and I'll be very quick here, I love what he says. I love how he takes the mission seriously of what he wants to do. Mike, but he's 25.
No, I worry.
Pegula is 29.
Yeah.
I just think they can't be best in the world. If you haven't arrived earlier than that, I don't think
it works.
I
worry like you do about that, Tone. In that sport, you do. But Tiafoe still keeps moving incrementally, and I hope it's there for him. But, man, Ben Shelton, wow. He's a wow. Let's move to baseball. Astros second baseman Jose Altuve homered three times in the first three innings of last night's 14-1 beatdown of the Rangers. Overall, Altuve hit five home runs in a stretch of six at-bats over two games. The Astros are now a game up on the Mariners, two games up on the Rangers in the AL West. And tonight, we get the first ever matchup between former Tigers and Mets teammates Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer. Tone, are you more interested, in talking about last night or tonight?
Yeah, I'm always more interested in talking about tonight because last night already happened. We saw what happened. Look, Altuve is a miracle as a baseball player,
he
Mike. He's 5'6", 165.
Joe Morgan Jr.
Right? He's got
kind of like
Joe Morgan. 2,000. okay, and this is 30 years later,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
He's a miracle.
40 years later.
2,000 hits, 207 home runs, 307 lifetime average, three-time batting champion. He's 5'6". It's Sugar Ray. It's inch for inch, it's pound for pound. It's fantastic.
It is.
But tonight you're giving me, in Scherzer and Verlander, I got the number. You're giving me 467 victories combined. 6,700 strikeouts combined. Six Cy Youngs combined, three each, and two tickets to Cooperstown. So sure, I'm going to want to watch that. Of course I am. I hope I don't have to stream it like you do. I hope I can watch it.
I don't know that you can watch it. Is it going to be on MLB? Because if not, you better start streaming. I'll send my guy to your house free of charge. Yes, and I knew you would love that pitching matchup as soon as I heard about it. And there's nothing not to love. You didn't exaggerate. There was no hype in what you said about those two guys. But I'm going to go back to Altuve for a second. Because, Tony, I did think about Joe Morgan. Your dear friend, Joe Morgan. I mean, I thought about that because I grew up watching the great Joe Morgan. And you don't see many people at that size dominate. And a domination now is an overused thing. People say, I want to dominate, when they should be saying, I want to participate. Altuve will dominate you. He can do it for weeks. He can do it for a month. He can do it for a postseason. Yeah. And, Tony, the postseason still runs through Houston. I know the other teams are up there threatening,
right.
and the Braves
look
good.
Right.
The Dodgers look good.
Of course it does.
It runs through Houston and Altuve.
But, Mike, there is a sense tonight that I have that this is an all-in game for Texas, because if they lose this, they will have been swept out of home, I believe, by Houston.
I think they got to win.
They got to win this one, I would think. We move now to the NFL and a couple of big-name defensive stars. Chris Jones wants more money from Kansas City and is withholding his 15.5 sacks until he gets it. Nick Bosa, the reigning NFL Defensive Player of the Year, wanted more money from the 49ers and was withholding his 18.5 sacks until he got it, which this afternoon he did, to the tune of a reported $122.5 million guaranteed over 5 years. Wilbon, how much are the 49ers helped by signing Bosa, and how much are the Chiefs hurt by not, as of yet, signing Jones?
Well, Tom, the Chiefs are hurting a little bit without Chris Jones. Because if you look at the splits, when he's on the field and when he's not on the field, it's just like Bosa. When he's on the field for the 49ers and when he's not. And there's no question the value of these two guys. Now, in Bosa's case, his team is more dependent on defense. It's a defense-first team as they figure out who the quarterback is and whether or not he can be healthy and whether or not he's ever going to play and this and that and the other. So Bosa may be more essential to the team, but I'm going to tell you something. Kansas City's defense, to me, is very ordinary without Chris Jones. They're going to need him, and I think they'll get him back. This morning, the reporting on Bosa was that they were far apart, and they weren't that far apart. Now, I think Chris Jones is going to get in, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't worry about this game. I don't think that Detroit can beat Kansas City in Kansas City in the season opener, whereas I worry a little bit more about San Francisco at Pittsburgh, so I agree with you that Bosa going there is a real big deal. But let us understand something about defensive players, particularly big pass rush guys. They're ready to go. If they sign today, they play tomorrow, they dominate tomorrow. These guys are ready. All he has to do is sign, and they can go.
Yeah.
And it's important in Kansas City, because with teams like Kansas City, you worry about complacency setting in. You don't want something like that. Let's take a break. Coming up, we will ask Booger McFarland whether he's riding the Lions hype train ahead of tomorrow's NFL season opener.
That's a whole lot of hype, and I think all it is hype. We'll also ask him what he saw from Deion and the Buffs on Saturday.
Mike, I want to go back to the tennis for a second.
Yeah.
This is men's tennis, best of five. It routinely takes 3 hours. It ended after midnight. What are you doing?
Tone, every
People
night
want
it's after
to see
one.
This.
But that's the appeal of that tournament. They want that late night New York thing. Come on,
if
now.
If you're there, but if you're laying down in your house.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The NFL season kicks off tomorrow night, which makes it a perfect time for the return of our great friend, ESPN, NFL, and college football analyst.
Yeah.
Sporting an Augusta National shirt today, Mr. Booger McFarland. We'll start with this. Tomorrow's opener at night is the Lions at Kansas City. The Lions were incredibly schizophrenic last year, if I got this right. They opened the season 1-6, and then they closed 8-2. Which Lions team do you expect this year, and why?
You know, Tony, I think it's going to be the 8-2 team. And normally you can't carry what happened at the end of one year to the next, but I do believe you can carry mindset. And Dan Campbell has a great mindset. That's the head coach. I think he has these guys believing, and I think he changed the culture in Detroit that they finally believe that they can win. You couple that with the offensive coordinator Ben Johnson coming back, paired with Jared Goff, who was one of the top five quarterbacks in football last year, add in Amon-Ra St. Brown, go with Jahmyr Gibbs, who they drafted. I think that combination is going to have that offense being one of the more lethal offenses in football. And the reason there's such a drastic change from early in the season to late was their defense. And it's led by defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn. He got better throughout the season. And I do believe with the pieces they've added on defense, Hutchinson, another year in the system, I think they will be better. So I am buying in the Detroit Lions, maybe even to pull the upset tomorrow night.
Ooh.
Wow.
Tony, Booger knows so much more about this than we do. But let me just say, Booger, I'm older than you. And I spent my whole life in the Midwest watching the Detroit Lions make fools of everybody who ever believed in them my whole life. So I ain't buying them, not yet. And I'm also not buying, as we move to the next question, the damn New York Jets. We hear about Aaron Rodgers all the time, but Jets corner DJ Reed says the team's defense could be historically good, like the 85 Bears. I certainly ain't buying that garbage. Or the 13 Legion of Boom, do you see any of that with the Jets? And tell me the Jets and Lions aren't just a pile of hype.
Well, I don't think they're a pile of hype. I also don't see the 85 Bears defense. Let's think about this. There were three Hall of Famers on that defense, Richard Dent, Hampton, Singletary. I don't know if that Jets defense has three Hall of Famers. Dang. So I think that's a lofty comparison by Reed. But here's the thing I will say. They do have playmakers everywhere. You talk about Reed and Gardner at the cornerback position. Their defensive line may be as deep as any in football. And dare I say, they're going to have Philadelphia Eagles-type productions this year. And we saw the Eagles get 70 sacks last year. So while I'm not going to compare them to the 85 Bears, hell, Mike, I'm not even going to compare them to the 2002 Buccaneers or the Ravens. And we have four Hall of Famers on our defense. But I do believe they're going to be really, really good in New York. I love Robert Saleh, the head coach. I love what they do. But they got to figure out a way where they can go out and dominate. And in order to be one of the all-time great defenses, you have to have a dominant mindset. It's not about giving up points. We didn't want to give up first downs. And so I would tell DJ Reed and everybody in New York, let's see what type of mindset you have week in and week out. Because the one I played on in Tampa, man, if you got too many first downs, we were ticked off.
That was a great defense, as you just mentioned. All right, we're going to move to college football for a second, because early on, you were one of the people that said you thought Deion could be good, but he had to get big guys to go with the skilled players. You knew he was going to have the skilled players. He's going to have to get the big guys on both sides of the line to really be good, especially early on. Looked like he had that at least for one game, kind of, sort of. But what did you see from those others in that game with Colorado?
You know what, Mike? I saw something very similar to what I saw at Jackson State. I saw a team that was well-prepared. I saw a team that was organized, a team that didn't make a lot of mistakes. They only had 6 penalties in the game on Saturday. I saw his son, Shedeur Sanders, being one of the top players on the field. I saw Travis Hunter, maybe, and I don't want to use too much hyperbole, but that may have been the best two-way performance since Charles Woodson, Champ Bailey.
Yeah.
And so to me, I knew I was going to see that. You know the most amazing thing, though, Mike? It was the culture change. Think about this. Colorado was 1-11 last year. They lost those 11 games by a combined, by an average of 30-plus points. For Deion to come in there and change the culture, I'm going to try to draw a comparison. Imagine trying to change the mindset of Tony in the attic. How do we get Tony out of the attic and back
can't.
In the studio?
We
that
can't.
Would be the difference of what Deion had to do when he went to Colorado. So it was a drastic change.
Wow.
He did a hell of a job. And I think the best is yet to come. So hopefully I painted a clear picture for you, Mike.
Yes, you did. Deion can get Tony into the studio. I'll give him one of the Emmys I have on my mantle. Yeah. I'll just give it to him.
And Deion has to do is come over and say, let's go. I'll go with Deion. All right, Booger, we're going to get you out of here quickly. This is a quick answer and maybe a painful answer. You went to LSU. You're great at LSU. LSU got waxed in the second half by Florida State. What did that say to you about your thoughts going forward this year with LSU?
Well, Brian Kelly's got a lot of work to do. He said himself, we aren't as good as everyone thought we were going to be. And I think the most disappointing part, it's not that we lost, because that's disappointing. It's how we lost in the second half. It didn't look like LSU played with any emotion, any competitiveness. And I think as a former guy that I still bleed purple and gold, that was the most disappointing part. But guess what? When they pay the head coach $100 million, he's got to get it figured out. And I think everybody in Baton Rouge knows it's BK's job to figure out.
Booger, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's such
thank
a pleasure
you. Appreciate
to have
it.
You back.
Welcome
thank
back.
You.
Anytime. Glad to be back.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, Team USA finds out who it will face in the World Cup semis.
And Breanna Stewart puts up more big numbers worth noting for the New York Liberty. Tony, am I
it
too harsh?
It's so wonderful, Wilbon. About the Jets? Oh, yeah, way
the
too
Jets
harsh.
And the Lions.
It's so wonderful. If the
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 28th birthday, Mark Andrews. The Ravens tight end was first team All-Pro 2 seasons ago, made the Pro Bowl last season for the 3rd time. In the absence of quality wide receivers, Andrews was the number one target for the Ravens. He led Baltimore in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns with 5. Andrews has been the Ravens' leading receiver in 3 of the last 4 seasons. With Lamar Jackson healthy and signed long-term, and Odell Beckham Jr. on the team, maybe the Ravens will try going downfield more, but it must be comforting knowing that Andrews, a 3rd-round pick out of Oklahoma, is there as a security blanket.
If you tell me Lamar Jackson can stay healthy, I'll take the Ravens to win the AFC. Yes, over Kansas City and everybody else in a really tough conference. I'll take them if he can stay healthy.
Happy anniversary, Kellen Moore, on this day 13 years ago. The Boise State quarterback went 23 of 38 for 3 touchdowns and no picks to lead the Broncos over 10th-ranked Virginia Tech 33-30 in a primetime game. Boise State was coming off a 14-0 season and a Fiesta Bowl win. They were ranked 3rd, highest in school history. They made it to number 2 before losing late in the season to Colin Kaepernick in Nevada. In recent years, Moore was the offensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys, but parted ways there after being criticized for the Cowboys' offensive woes. Moore left on January 29th of this year. The very next day, he was hired as OC for the Chargers, and he's going to work with Justin Herbert.
Tony, don't you think that Kellen Moore and Boise State were part of the big change in college football? That all of
yes.
a sudden it became more inclusive, and you wanted to say, wait a minute.
Yes.
Don't just throw these mid-majors, whatever that means, out. Let's see people play each other. Boise
State.
No,
you're right.
I thought they were heroic.
But now it's gone the other way. Now, because of the Big Ten and the SEC expanding, it's gone the other way.
Too bad.
It's inclusive now, or exclusive, rather.
Exclusive.
Happy trails to Latvia and Slovenia. Germany and Canada advance in the World Cup by beating Latvia 81-79 last night. Germany draws the United States in one semifinal on Friday. Canada beats Slovenia in a game where Luka Doncic was ejected for picking up a second technical for arguing with referees. Excuse me, for coughing. And Dylan Brooks was ejected for being Dylan Brooks.
Yeah.
Doncic went out with 6:37 left. He had 26 points, but his team was down 15 at the time. Brooks met his teammates in the hallway after the game. He's wearing boxing gloves and shadow boxing. Canada will play Serbia on Friday in the other semifinal.
I love watching Doncic, but Tony, he's on the verge of becoming a disappointment. Just getting kicked out of games and arguing with the officials when the play goes the other way, getting tired of that. He and Kyrie don't seem to me that they're going to amount to jack this season. And I'm really interested, I guess, on Sunday, Canada, which is who I expect to win, against the United States. We could struggle against Germany, but I want to see that U.S.-Canada game. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, Canada's SGA best player on the floor. Even Anthony Edwards, as great as Anthony Edwards is becoming, SGA, first team All-League.
Omission. We want to acknowledge the end of a 29-year run for the venerable Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. Mm. HBO announced today that the show will end at the conclusion of this season. Real Sports has consistently showcased some of the best journalism and storytelling, not just in sports television, but beyond. Bryant also lowered his standards enough to feature PTI in a segment when we were a fledgling show, and it meant the world to us.
It did, Tony. First of all, Bryant's quoted as saying, "I'm ready to turn the page. I've decided now is the time." And if he's decided, then that's that. My heroes growing up on the south side of Chicago weren't just athletes, though I had a lot of them. Bryant and Greg Gumbel were there too. And I had them to look at. So there was no, "Oh, I didn't see anybody who looked like me." I saw two damn important people who looked like me.
We are running out of show. We go to the big finish. Breonna Stewart scored 40. She set a new WNBA single season scoring record. Big deal?
Yeah, she broke Taurasi's record. And Liberty now is 31-7, Tone. Creeping up on the Aces, 32-6. Giancarlo Stanton hit his 400th career home run. Is that significant?
I think he'll get to 500, but I haven't his impact on the Yankees all that much, honestly. Christian Wood agreed to a 2-year, $5.7 million deal with the Lakers. Is that a good addition?
Yes, he and Jackson Hayes, they got size on the Lakers to fight Joker. And now AD can move over to power forward. The Lakers, man. Deion Sanders said of this week's game against Nebraska, "This is personal. I know why it's personal for me. What are your thoughts?"
My thoughts are that everybody wants to see this. Deion and Rule are the most scrutinized new coaches this year. Last one, U.S. Open matches tonight. Who you got?
I'm rooting for Keys and Alcaraz and can't wait for another night. I'll call you and tell you because I know you're going to bed. It'll start
late. Yeah, tell them to start it at a reasonable time. We're out of time. We're trying to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. We're on something called ESPN1 tomorrow, knucklehead. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or start streaming, Tony. Apple
Podcasts. Stream us, everybody. Let me know how that works out.
Streaming.